Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And a happy Wednesday to everybody. Happy, happy Wednesday to you. It is a pleasure being with you tonight on December the 13th on this beautiful Wednesday evening, no matter where you are. Realside Radio, joemessina.com. You can find us online and join the conversation. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight. He is at his school board meeting, saving the world, or where else? Maybe he's just holiday shopping tonight. I don't know, Joe. This is 2 weeks in a row for me. You guys, that's making it a habit here. It is, you're getting ready for the holidays, and I hope you guys are all getting ready for the holidays as well. It is always, always a pleasure being with you here, the good folks at Realside Radio. Check us out online at joemessina.com, and if you'd like to give us a phone call sometime tonight, the third hour is going to be wide open. I've got a couple of great guests in hour number one and hour number two, but you can always join the conversation at 855-732-5563. A couple of breaking news items before we get into our first guest tonight, and this is a great guest, by the way. A return guest, somebody that hasn't been on the show for quite some time. He's got a new book out, Mr. Evan Sayet, and he's always fun. Always fun. A comedian, a conservative, and a now his third book, it's his fourth book. I think it's his third. But breaking news beforehand, if you haven't read the news or seen the news, you've been working like most people do today. A judge just paused the January 6th case against Donald Trump amid the former president's appeal to dismiss. FoxNews.com, Judge Chutkan put a pause on Trump's case until the Supreme Court decides whether to weigh in. The judge presiding over the case against former President Donald Trump and his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election acknowledged that she does not have jurisdiction over the matter while it is pending before the Supreme Court and put a pause on the case against the Republican 2024 frontrunner until the High Court determines its involvement. You may recall on Monday, Special Counsel Jack Smith asked the Supreme Court to rule on whether Trump can be prosecuted on charges relating to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. And a federal judge ruled the case could go forward, but Trump said he would ask the Federal Appeals Court in D.C. to reverse that outcome. Smith is attempting to bypass the appeals court, the usual next step in the process, and have the Supreme Court take up the matter directly. And we all know who is on the Supreme Court. I think Donald Trump is relying upon those individuals that he had appointed. Late Monday, yesterday, I'm sorry, 2 days ago, the Supreme Court asked Trump's lawyers to respond to the special counsel's motion. By today, Wednesday the 20th, I'm sorry, next Wednesday the 20th, 2 days later than Smith had requested. Lawyers for Trump filed a motion yesterday urging Judge Tanya Chutkan, say that three times fast, Judge Tanya Chutkan to pause proceedings against Trump in the January 6th case while his appeal is pending. Chutkan, in a filing today, said she agrees with both parties that defendant's appeal automatically stays any further proceedings that would move this case toward trial or impose additional burdens of litigation on defendant. Accordingly, and for clarity, the court hereby stays the deadlines and proceedings scheduled by its pretrial order as amended, she wrote. So the trial, which is supposed to be beginning on March the 4th, I believe, now could be delayed. And listen, what happens in and around March 4th? Remember the big controversy around all of this? Super Tuesday. So she said, Chutkan said that she would consider the trial date at the completion of the appeals process. We're not too sure how long that appeals process is going to take, but the Supreme Court's next scheduled conference day for consideration of such matters is January the 5th. So it's almost a month until the Supreme Court would even be able to consider this at the earliest. This is interesting. I mean, you know what? This is a questionable case on the outset, and we all know what it is. We all know the purpose of this, all the indictments on Trump. It's the deep state. It's the alphabet agencies that are certainly trying to prevent another Trump presidency. And this is just another leaf in the sordid story here. This is going to go on and on and on. I mean, this case isn't about the claim of a fraudulent election. We all know this. This is about President Trump's role and whether he encouraged and participated in the Capitol breach. He did not. We know his words were clear. Go to the Capitol and peacefully protest. And that's exactly what happened for the most part. We'll be back here after the break with our guest tonight in the first hour, Evan Sayat, world-renowned author, somebody that I've been looking forward to having on, and I think you're going to enjoy the conversation as well. We'll be right back here tonight. Welcome, Real Side Radio, first of 3 hours. Don't go away.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That's all we do here. We speak English, folks. Don't worry about any other language. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. It is first of 3 hours tonight. We hope you're having a good time no matter where you are across the fruited plain in this wonderful, wonderful place we still call the United States of America. Delighted to have returning to the show tonight somebody that we've spoken to with many times over the years. It's been a minute. Evan Sayed, who is a stand-up comedian. You may recall him from back in the day, David Letterman. He was with Bill Maher. He's an author, three-time author, Kindergarten of Eden and The Woke Supremacy in his latest, and don't hopefully get this wrong, Dave, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys, and Horny Aliens from Outer Space, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth, which is now available on Amazon. Evan, every person that you are interviewing with is going to have to say that name without smiling.
Well, actually, most people have tossed it to me, and I actually have a harder time than you guys do because, you know, you've been practicing. I haven't been. I've been writing the rest of the book.
Welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing?
You know, there's an old joke. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like to play? Other than the fact that the world's going to hell, I'm doing great, Dave.
Yeah, it really is. So, listen, we got to jump right into this title of the book. You know, the Kindergarten of Eden, okay, that makes sense. The Woke Supremacy makes even more sense. How did you come up with the title of this book?
Well, first of all, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, extravagantly failed is actually from a quote from one of the world's leading evolutionary biologists who says something. I'm going to have to paraphrase because it's at the very, very beginning of the book. It's how I start the book. And his name is Richard Lewontin, a Harvard evolutionary biologist. And he says something to the effect of, we take the side of science. Despite its patently absurd construct, wholly unsubstantiated just-so stories and extravagantly failed promises, because we have a prior commitment. We have a prior commitment to materialism. So right there, and this was made in the New York Review of Books. So this is not something conspiratorially if somebody overheard. This is something he wrote and rewrote and edited. Had it published in the New York Times Review of Books. And he is admitting that atheistic science is not actually science. They have a prior commitment to what they call materialism, but materialism is actually just a professional atheist euphemism for atheism. They just mean no matter what the science actually shows, no matter how absurd, no matter how unsubstantiated by the facts, we are going to say this is true because we're committed to our political cause of atheism.
Wow. There's a lot to unravel there. Intellectually speaking, this is on a higher plane for me than I'm used to. Because let's talk about this. You're comparing atheism as opposed to religiosity to... You call it materialism, or you refer to the quote as materialism. And so is materialism that religion today? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, it's the opposite of, let's put aside religion for the moment and just talk about the God hypothesis, you know, the science of intelligent design. And I go throughout the book and I go through all of the big questions. And the atheists simply do not have even a theory, which is why they admit that what they put forward is patently absurd. You know, that includes, by the way, the multiverse and string theory. There is absolutely no substantiation to either one of those theories. The only reason they promote them is they've so totally exhausted every effort to find an atheistic explanation in this universe that they had to make up other universes. They don't know that they exist. There's no evidence of a multiverse. They just say, well, there's nothing in our universe, so all of the materialistic answers that we are politically committed to must be hiding in some other universe.
So this is, I should have done some mushrooms before this interview.
Or read my book, David.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to receiving it in the mail from you.
Indeed. Okay. It's my fault. Indeed, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. It's fault.
So this is, talk to us a little bit about this, because after the break, and I'm so delighted to have you for the rest of this hour, because there's a lot that I want to get into and how it relates to what we're seeing right now, the left's moral relativism, to a lot of things, including the wars that we're seeing, the situations we're seeing in academia happening right now, the media and intellectuals. But there's a lot to unravel here. So before we get to our first break in a couple of minutes here, Evan, share with us some kind of a flow of the book and what you are supposed, you know, supposedly positing and how you're relating it to your audience.
Okay, let's first begin, because it begins with just a little personal story. You know me because we're old friends, but I'm a New York City born liberal, non-believing Jew in the entertainment industry. That's the starting point. And that was, none of it was actually very simple. This is friend Andrew Breitbart would say, the default factory setting for people born in. You know, I didn't really think about being a Democrat. I just knew Democrats are good and Republicans are evil. I didn't really think about liberalism or conservatism, and I didn't think about God. It's just God was ridiculous. It was not scientific. And when I was writing Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, Maher was a, I don't know if I'd call him a militant atheist, but he was an aggressive atheist. He certainly ridiculed people who believed in God, and so did so many of our guests, including Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, and others. And what I realized was they could make fun of what other people believed, but they could never say what they believed in its stead. And it turns out that God is as extra scientific, beyond our science, as is any of the alternatives. They're both extra scientific. The universe came out of nothing and nowhere. Well, our science can't explain that. Or there is a God and our science can't explain that. So you got two extra scientific ideas, but one of them is true.
And that is?
Well, that's what I argue. And of course, I do have new and interesting ways of presenting it.
Great.
But there have been for this.
Let's do this. We're gonna take a quick break here. We've got Evan Sayat, who is the author of his new book, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth, now available on Amazon. We'll be right back here after the news and the commercials. Don't go away, folks. This is going to get really good.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of eight Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because the president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
The hostages were among the 240 individuals taken during Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel. According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning local time, and the warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in the direction of the ship. Elon Musk is launching a STEM-focused high school in the Austin area, investing $100 million of his own funds, according to tax filings revealed by Bloomberg News. Musk envisions expanding the initiative into a university dedicated to top-tier education. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Stick with us for the next 3 hours here. And hour number three, the phone lines are going to be open here at 855-732-5563. But the rest of this hour, we are delighted to have with us a renowned author, a comedian, somebody that actually wrote 4 speeches for President Trump and advised Ted Cruz in 2016's presidential campaign. Folks, you're hearing it from the source itself, Evan Sayat, whose new book, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space, the patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth, is now available on Amazon. As we were just talking about, Evan, in that last segment, you know, you talk about this approach to atheism, if you like. I've got to ask you a question because I'm going to try and relate this to the issues of the day here. We've just seen the past few days with Harvard, MIT, and Penn, a large number of academics, media types, intellectuals suggesting for example, there needs to be some form of parity in the numbers of people killed on both sides of the war between Israel and Hamas. How do you relate what I see here as the left's moral relativism, if you will, to what you're writing about?
Well, you know, this is something I've been writing about for the past 20 years. The kindergarten of Eden, how the modern liberal thinks, was all about how they've been raised to believe that indiscriminateness is a moral imperative because its opposite is discrimination. So they are not allowed to think. So all things are considered to be equal. And one of the quotes, I'm struggling to remember who it's from, but it's another Harvard evolutionary biologist. He wrote the introduction to Richard Dawkins' first book, the one that made Dawkins the unofficial official spokesmodel for militant atheism, called the selfish gene. And he said that there is no objective qualitative difference between the species. Well, one of the objective qualitative differences, the quality that we possess, is the ability to think, to engage in scientific, and this includes the moral sciences, weighing the data and then contemplating it, carefully examining it, to then come to a conclusion. But the militant atheists have raised a generation, two generations, actually now three or four generations, starting back in the 80s, when they started to take over the institutions, that are literally unwilling and incapable of engaging in moral thought. Or, by the way, scientific thought. There is nothing on the left side, the gathering of data and its careful examination, the left side of their ledger when it comes to scientific questions, moral questions, economic questions, questions of governance. There is simply nothing on the left side of let's call them what most people call them, the woke generations, moral, intellectual, artistic, scientific, athletic, any ledger. There is simply no thought involved. Thinking is now considered to be a hate crime.
So you mentioned Dawkins and Hitchens, and there's a few others that I've read over the years, Michael Shermer and the like. What is it about the left or wokeism, as you refer to, that separates their – I mean, is that a – we talked about this in the previous segment, but – Do people need some form of religion, whether it's religious religion, if you want to call it that, the religions, the global religions, your Judaism, Christianity, Muslims, or is religion more of a mindset, environmentalism, wokeism?
Right. No, I truly believe that they do need something bigger than themselves, and that's the problem with militant atheism. Is that it's based on destroying the concept of anything bigger so that these people can then become gods. Let's be very clear. My book is mostly about not personal atheism, but militant atheism, which is the idea that you must enforce non-belief at all costs across all of society. And that's a fairly new concept. Personal atheism has probably been around for as long as human beings have, but militant atheism, part of the enforced societal non-belief as part of a bigger ideology, only first got intellectual credence when Marx published the Communist Manifesto. That was really the first modern militantly atheistic ideology. And since then, there have been five militantly atheist movements. There's been Leninism, Stalinism, Hitlerism, Maoism, and now wokeism. And the reason that a movement is militantly atheist is because they want to clear the moral path to their empowerment, and they intend to recreate humanity. Every single one of those movements that I mentioned all promise the same thing. If you reject God and consider us to be gods, we will create a brand new type of human being that will then usher in paradise. So the communists promised to manufacture, to engineer a human being who was totally without self-interest. And once they did that through indoctrination, through enforcement, through the cancellation, now it was brutal cancellation, but the cancellation of the others, and everybody was then this new kind of person, there would be a workers' paradise. The Nazis said, if you entrust us, we will create the human being who is without the moral, without the emotional complications of regret and empathy. And he will create the perfect world because he'll make the right choices based on just pure calculation. And the wolf promised to create the perfect person by creating the human being who is wholly devoid of hate. And they've done a very good job of bringing up successive generations that are wholly devoid of hate. The problem, David, is that love and hate are a single concept. You can't love good unless you hate evil. You can't love justice unless you hate injustice. So these are people who don't hate evil and they don't love good. They just have, this is why they can side with the Palestinians. They don't hate evil and they don't love good. This is why they can side with illegal immigration. All right. It's they are indifferent to the criminals coming over the border. They do not hate terrorists. They do not hate drug dealers. They do not hate child traffickers. The left has done an outstanding job of creating people wholly devoid of hate. The problem is they don't hate evil.
How much of this is projection on other people that your inherent values that you hold within yourself, where you don't have hatred for people, you can't understand hatred for people, how much of this is just pure projection without a complete understanding of human behavior? And it really, from a standpoint of being extremely naive, almost looking through, I mean, you talk about the kindergarten of Eden, you talk about a very childish approach to the world.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that's the reason my book is called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And that book is based on a lecture that I gave to the Heritage Foundation something like 15 years ago, and it remains the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. And because I had explained it back then, they are quite literally morally and intellectually retarded at the level of the five-year-old child. Right? They believe that thinking is a hate crime, that discriminating thought is the evil of discrimination. No matter what you think, it's going to be so tainted by your personal prejudices that the only way not to be a bigot, thank you all. And I'll give you an example. How is it possible that loving parents would how do I say this, you know, in a way that's good for radio, but allow their five-year-old genitals to be chopped off? How is it possible that they would strangely feed their children cocktails of designed for no other purpose than to permanently prevent their natural maturation?
Right.
That's because they simply
Evan,
do
we're going to get your phone fixed
start.
During the break here. We've got Evan Sayat, his latest book. You can find it on Amazon.com and check out his other books as well, Kindergarten of Eden and The Woke Supremacy. We're going to be back here. Got a couple more questions for Evan. Greatly appreciate you taking the time with us. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Do not go away, folks. This conversation will continue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it. Snap out of it, folks. We're going to be continuing here in hour number two. If you would like to join the conversation, don't hesitate to give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 at therealside.com is where you can find us. JoeMessina.com also as well. Conversation over there. But meanwhile, we have a three-time author here with his latest book, Evan Sant's book, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space, The Patently Absurd, Wholly Unsubstantiated and Extravagantly Failed Atheist Origin Myth, is now available on Amazon. Evan, according to Pew Research, Americans who identify as atheists has increased significantly in the past decade. Now, I'm old enough to remember years not that long ago, maybe five, certainly not more than 10 years ago, we didn't have to learn new concepts that had never been considered before, things like new pronouns and the LGBTQ, XYZ, anti-white racism, and now anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head again. Do you see a parallel between that?
Oh, not just a parallel. They are one and the same. You have a movement that is trying to totally redo human civilization. You know, In the book, I talk about over and over again how militant atheism, the science of it, has not advanced since the very first day of the world's very first caveman. And returning human beings to day one so that these people can now create, the powers that be, the militant atheists themselves, the people in charge, can then recreate humanity in their image is not something they even try to hide. The World Economic Forum, all right, which is a collection of the richest, most powerful people in the entire world, have given this a name. They call it the Great Reset. They intend to reset humanity in the way that Marx and Lenin and Stalin and Hitler and Mao intended to remake humanity. You know, Bill Maher is actually the one who first made the comparison between Leninism, Maoism, Stalinism, and wokeism. And I suspect he only left out Nazism because that's considered to be beyond the pale, because their specific horrors, their specific atrocities are so great that people tend not to feel comfortable making the comparison. But the comparison to Nazism is actually closer than even the others, because the others didn't base their supremacist movement on race. There has not been such a race-fixated ideology, powerful ideology since the Nazis. And they make this is something that has always amazed me about the far political left, is they've never tried to hide. You know, it's almost like reading Mein Kampf, where how could you have read that? How could you have listened to the things that these people have said? Like Lewontin admitting that they lie about the science because they have a prior commitment to their political cause of militant atheism. And so when you have the World Economic Forum, who gets together every year at Davos, and what do you think they do there? You know, the second most brilliant thing the conspirators ever did was convince their victims that if somebody points out their conspiracy, they're conspiracy theorists. Well, of course it's a conspiracy. What do you think they're doing at Davos? You think they're exchanging recipes every year? No, they're planning the Great Reset. This is what they call it. And there was a report filed by one of the members of the World Economic Forum that said by the year 2030, so what are we, 6 years away? They said, you the people, will own nothing and you will be happy. And by the way, if you go back and you look at when John Lennon put the atheist doctrine to music, that's all he did was put the militant atheist doctrine to song.
Imagine.
And in it, in the song Imagine. And it was Imagine No Religions, Imagine No Good and Evil, Imagine All the People Living for Today. Well, that's not a very good thing to live for today. You know, to struggle to get by, to have no past, and to have no future. And in fact, in Orwell's 1984, he describes it as an endless present. And, you know, John Lennon saw that as a good thing. Well, of course he did. He was living in the Dakota in Judeo-Christian United States, you know, in the 1980s. Mm. But Orwell had just lived through, he lived in the time of Leninism, Stalinism, Hitlerism, and Maoism, and he understood that an endless present is, forgive the pun, but god awful.
So let me ask you this, because this is interesting, and I see that you touch upon this in your book, and it's really about the atheists and whether it's the WEF or it's the socialists or whoever it may be, communists, say what you will on that. You say that there's a godless way they intend to rule. Well, our rules, the structure, the very structure, Evan, that we all live under is a Judeo-Christian basis. It's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. These are the rules that keeps us a society glued together. What is their intention? What is their godless way they intend to rule, if not through the Judeo-Christian lens?
Through their own dictatorship, by their own, you know, at a certain point, and this is something Orwell, a point that Orwell made again in 1984. You'll notice in 1984, there is no discussion of ideology. It is just power for the sake of power. And you have these people, you have this misanthrope in, I will remember. So Soros, George Soros, you know, and you have this misanthrope in Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates has never created anything. All his fame, his fortune, his money, his power, all comes from being a monopolist. Mm. He was able to monopolize, you know, Microsoft. He was able to monopolize the search engine. He was able to monopolize the operating system. He didn't create any of those things.
And you can say the same about Klaus Schwab, too.
Yep, exactly. And so these are people who have just a power for the sake of power. Mm. And they really do not see human beings as individuals, and they certainly don't see human beings as worthy. I mean, go back to, and his name was Trivers, who wrote the opening to Dawkins' book, and I mentioned him earlier. And he said that there is no objective qualitative difference between the species. Well, if that's true, then killing a human being is just as without moral qualms as is killing a fly. You know, genocide is as much without moral qualms as it's calling the exterminator because you've got pests. And in their minds, and by the way, one more thing these militant atheist movements all have in common is that they're collectivists. They're supremacist collectivists, and this goes back to my second book, you know, the woke supremacy, the supremacist movement that is a collectivist movement where the individual just simply does not matter to them. Didn't matter to the Leninists, it didn't matter to the Stalinists, it didn't matter to the Hitlerists, it didn't matter to the Maoists, it didn't matter to Big Brother, and it doesn't matter to the woke.
Evan, you seem to be a prognosticator. I mean, from the Kindergarten of Eden, the woke supremacy, and now your newest book. What do you see us in 10 years? Does this continue, or do we have a silent majority that reverses course here for us?
Well, I really don't like to be not a procrastinator. I do not, you know, not the word I meant because I am a procrastinator, but nonetheless a prognosticator, because one of the best pieces of advice I ever got, it's really made my life, it allowed me to be a happier person. I asked David Horowitz, one of the first people to really see what was coming because he knew it firsthand. He had been a 60s radical. And I said to him, David, how do you do it? How do you get out of bed every day knowing what you know, seeing what you see, being bombarded by what you're bombarded by? How do you get out of bed? And he said to me, Evan, I always remind myself the future has never been what I thought it was going to be. So I really try hard to stay out of the future because, David, if I were to extrapolate what I see now, I see some terrifying times are coming. I mean, you look back and there's only one reason to be militantly atheist. I can see a reason to be an atheist, all right, because the truth is the best we can really, really, really be is agnostic.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no scientific way because it's extra scientific. No matter what, the answer is beyond our capabilities, beyond our science, and it's beyond the materials of our universe, and it's beyond the laws, and it's outside of the four dimensions we are limited to, height, width, depth, and time.
Right.
So
Evan,
no matter what, yes, sir.
Got to finish it up because we're hitting a hard break here. Tell everybody, the name of your book, please. Let you do it this time. And everybody, where they could find you, that and your other books as well, please.
Okay, let me do it this way. First, the last name is Sayet, S-A-Y-E-T. Nobody else in the world has my name, S-A-Y-E-T. So Google me, go to evansayet.com, go to amazon.com and type in Sayet, S-A-Y-E-T, and look for my book. My current book, my new book, the book I want you all to buy is called Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space. The patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin myth.
Thank you so much, Evan. Love to have you back on again down the road. I know Joe wants you on as well. We'll be back right after the break, folks. Don't go away. Hour number two coming up.